Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about using NetBox for home lab documentation. It's pretty cool stuff.
NetBox? For a home lab? Isn't that a bit overkill? Like using a sledgehammer to crack a nut?
That's what I thought too. But the author makes a compelling case. They argue that for a serious home labber, the level of detail and integration NetBox offers is unmatched. Think IP address management, network traffic tracking, detailed device records, the works.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So it's not just a glorified spreadsheet or note-taking app?
Definitely not. It's more like a hybrid of an IP address management tool, IPAM, and a data center infrastructure management, DCIM utility. You can log everything from IP addresses and routing tables to the power outlets your devices are plugged into.
Whoa, that is a lot. So even if I have a bunch of VMs and containers, I can track them all in NetBox?
Absolutely. You can document virtual drives, VMs, even the resources allocated to each virtual machine. CPU, memory, storage, the whole nine yards.
Impressive. But what about automation? Does it play nice with other tools?
Oh, it excels at integration. It has a REST API, a GraphQL API, and it can even integrate with Prometheus and Grafana for some serious monitoring and visualization.
Grafana? Now you're talking. I love Grafana. And you mentioned something about Ansible?
Yes, that's where it really shines for automation enthusiasts. You can use NetBox as a repository for Ansible, making it incredibly easy to modify settings on multiple devices at once.
So it's powerful, but is it easy to set up? I don't want to spend weeks configuring it.
Apparently, it's relatively straightforward, especially if you're using Proxmox. There's even a script that sets it up in minutes. Docker users can use a Docker Compose file as well.
That sounds promising, but there's gotta be a catch, right?
Well, the author does mention that manual data entry can be a bit tedious. All those detailed fields need to be filled in, which can take time.
Ah, the double-edged sword of detailed documentation. I see. So it's powerful, but it demands a bit of elbow grease.
Exactly. But if you're serious about your home lab, and crave that level of control and documentation, it seems like NetBox might be worth the effort. The author certainly thinks so, especially when combined with automation tools.
I'm convinced. I might just give it a try. Thanks for breaking it down for me.
Anytime. And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.